All right, for today's website window, we have AJ from the websites team. And AJ, you're a PM and you work on a lot of diagnostics and other tools. Do you want to give us a quick introduction?
That's correct. I'm a PM with Azure website team. Part of my job is to design diagnostics and troubleshooting tools and features that helps customer with diagnostics and auto-recovering their website. Today, I would like to take an opportunity to talk about a little less known feature known as auto-healing. And we can dive right into it.
Before we dive in, so what is auto-healing?
So auto-healing is a pretty similar to a concept of auto-scaling. It's basically identify certain triggers or signals that your website or a web application is trying to send and take an action on those triggers, right? So you can configure your web application to detect a certain set of triggers and then outline what kind of actions you want to take based on those triggers. So, you know, you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night to do XYZ when certain triggers happen.
Yeah, so the manual version of this, because this is auto-heal, the manual version would be like your website actually going, medic, and then that's like someone getting the page at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's correct.
And bam, we need to do something about this.
That's exactly right, right? And most of the time, just restarting your website or rebooting the server is enough to recover from the issue, right? So waking up the guy in the middle of the morning or night and say, hey, I'm gonna go push a button to restart, is always a time-consuming process, right? Yeah. And at times, you know, your application might be running multiple instances, right? And to identify which one is the bad and which one that I have to go restart or which instead of restarting the whole site, right? And those are the hardest questions to answer. And auto-healing tries to solve one of those problems as well, is by the signals that you get from your web application or the process are dependent on the ones that are bad, not as the overall site. So, and you know, those are some of the things that we try to solve with this feature.
Great. Well, let's dive right in.
All right. So I have this fancy website where we're trying to try and sell some cakes. And as you know, every single website has a Kudu endpoint.
Yep.
So we'll just jump to the Kudu endpoint for a FREB demo. And I want to show you from this point on how do you configure auto-healing and what the settings are and things along those lines. Unfortunately, I don't have a UI for this feature yet. It's something that's coming out soon, and that's probably one of the reasons why it's little known to the customers.
Yep.
But to jump into the configuration for auto-healing, I'm gonna go to the site extensions and use our Visual Studio Online to edit or basically display a config from the Kudu portal. So I go to my web config file for my application, and inside the web config file, you'll see a tag for monitoring, right? This is basically a section that starts saying, you know what, this is where I'm gonna start monitoring my website and get the signals. And there are a set of triggers that one can set for detecting certain conditions. And we'll go through those triggers one by one, right? So the first trigger that you can set is the requests. It's basically after X number of requests in a Y amount of time frame, just go ahead and take an action, right? Sometimes you know your application, if it gets about 100 or 1,000 requests in 15, 20 seconds, it's going to have problems, right?
Yep.
Probably leak memory or CPU. You might want to always recycle or capture that signal. So that basically, that what the trigger is saying, you know, say for example, if 5 requests comes in the last 30 seconds, take an action, right?
Yeah. So this is like the scenario of N plus one hits to my site actually causes some application issue. Let's go and restart the app pool before it happens.
That is correct. That is exactly what it tries to solve, right? The second trigger that you can use right now is status code. Sometimes you know when the application starts throwing a specific status code in a repeated amount of time, it is in a, probably in a bad state.
Yep.
And you might want to take an action on that status code, right? So over here, you can add just rules like, you know, if I'm getting 404, a substatus code of 0, a Win32 status code is, again, it's a more granular status code that every single request gives and tries to give shed more light on what exactly is going on. And you basically detect that situation based on your log analysis and whatnot and set a trigger saying, when I hit this situation, say X amount of times in a Y amount of time interval, detect that situation and create a trigger, right? And like I said previously, the beautiful thing about this, you could be running on multiple instances, and the web config setting is basically telling per process level. So you could have 9 instances not sending the trigger out, but one is in a bad state or probably runs into the situation, and that's the guy that's gonna send the trigger, right?
Yes.
So, which is fantastic. The third one, and the most popular one, is the slow request, right? So you know most of the time, there's always a pre-indication when the application starts performing badly, right? Simplest request will start taking a long time to execute and things along those lines. So the slow request is the most popular one. It says if, you know, if my requests are taken X amount of time frame, and it happens Y times, in the last Z time frame, right? Detect the situation and take an action, right? So here, this rule says, you know, if the requests are taking 5 seconds to respond and happens just one time, it's too aggressive just for a demo purpose, and happens in the last 30 seconds, go ahead and take an action, right? Mm-hmm. And the final one is based on the memory, which is the, again, the second most popular one, where it says, you know, if the process goes about certain private bytes, it needs to be recycled, and that's what the last one is. So these are four triggers that we support today with AutoHealing. And there are a variety of actions that you can take when these triggers are hit, right? Mm-hmm. And the action includes the most popular, recycle, right? It's like if any of this situation happens, just recycle. And when it recycles, it doesn't recycle your entire website. It doesn't take the whole site down. It only recycles the instance that's sending the signal out, right?
And the recycle is the recycling the application pool.
That is correct. So the only thing it's going to recycle is the WTWP EXE and the child processes of that application on that box instead of taking the whole VM down, right? The other thing you can do, the one thing that it does with recycle, it also logs an event in your event viewer. They're saying, hey, by the way, I did this recycle because of so-and-so trigger was hit. And we'll see that in a demo in a little bit. Say if you don't want to recycle and you want to just log an event, right? Some triggers are just fairly benign and like you don't want to take an action, but you do want to know about them. Mm-hmm. So you can just say, just log an event, and you know, next day morning, whenever you come in, you can just go through event logs and see what happened. And the third one, and my favorite one, is the custom action.
Yeah.
So this way you can basically upload an EXE or a batch file or whatever that you like along with your content and have it run within the sandbox of the website. Nice. That way it allows you to do beautiful things, right? You can send yourself an email or, you know, copy the logs from here, XYZ. And the one that I have in the demo here is basically calling a DAS console, is an EXE that we ship with the machine, which is basically a command line interface for our diagnostics as a service. And is an experience that I think, you know, it will be covered in detail in us for future sessions with support portal.
Yeah, we actually just a couple of weeks ago had Yohai on the show to show
beautiful
the portal.
Right. So this is basically a command line version of a diagnosis as a service. And what this custom action is doing is saying, you know what, run this DAS console.exe with the parameters of collect, kill, and analyze. So it's saying when one of these trigger hits, I want you to collect the data that I've configured. Mm-hmm. I want you to go ahead and kill that process so you get me out of the bad situation, and then analyze the data that you collected so you build the report ready for me, right? And it's saying, basically saying, you know what, collect just memory dumps and start after 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. So the scenario here is you could use AutoHealing to automate stuff to an extent where you really don't have to not only wake up in the middle of the night, but somebody is detecting the situation, collecting the data, recovering your site for you automatically, and then analyzing it. So when you wake up in the morning, you know an event happened, and you have a report that tells you what exactly went wrong and things along those lines. So for the demo purpose, we have a one trigger setup, which is the memory private bytes. It says if it goes about 500 megabytes, take a custom action of DAS console EXE,
cool,
collect the data, kill the process, and analyze, right? So with that said, we should go back to our site, which is a demo application. All right, to start this demo, I'm gonna go ahead and click on the Lemon Tart, which is basically an application that takes spins up a CPU and takes a lot of memory, and should detect the situation and trigger the condition, right? So I'm gonna go ahead and click on it, and you'll see it takes a little bit. It's spinning at this point, and we can go back to the Process Explorer. And see the memory for the process went up to 2 gigabyte, right? So that should have basically trigger that situation and start the DAS console EXE, the command line. And you will see that, yes, the child process has been spun up.
Yep.
And this is the guy that's basically collecting the data. And once it's done collecting the data, it's going to analyze and build a report. So we can actually see that live in action by going to the support portal. Mm-hmm. And the minute when it opens up, I go to the analyze, diagnose now. It basically should start loading out the sessions in a little bit, right? So.
Well, you said that it took 60 seconds to collect, and then it still has to go through and analyze afterwards. So this may take a few minutes.
Right, and it will take a little bit, and then you know, in the meanwhile, we can go back and see the PID for the process should be changing, right? So let me just go back and open up another version, another browser for this, and go back to the Process Explorer. And once that's done, you know, you basically will see the PID for the process getting changed or probably dying because we don't have the always on turned on. If you had the always on turned on, the process will come up automatically, right? And things along those lines.
But so if we hit refresh on this?
Yeah, right now it is still in the collect phase, right? As you can see, the Dask console is still running because it takes a little bit to dump out the process, right? And then start running the analysis from that point on.
Great. Well, right. We can let people go and take that example and continue
and,
on.
Yes, and if you want to learn more about the auto healing, there's a blog on theazure.com under my name, and you can just search for auto healing, and where we basically explain all the different snippets of the web config that is needed to enable the scenarios for the different triggers and so on.
Great. All right, well, thanks. Thank you for coming on the website window.
Thanks.
We'll make sure we get a link off to the blog post at the bottom of the screen. And we'll go back to the feature presentation.
Yeah, thanks.